Good afternoon, everyone. Right now, we are in our series, and the first week of our series of Real Talk. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, Real Talk.
Real Talk.
Okay, alam na natin to, no? Lalo na sa mga sinungaling, lagi yung sinasabi yan, di ba? Okay, or kung may gusto kong patunayan, okay? Kung may gusto kong sabihing totoo, okay? May hashtag ka dyan, o lagi mo sinasabi, o Real Talk, pare. Okay, pasado ko, di ba? Kung minsan, gano'n. And talking about this series, this is my hope and my prayer for everyone because we'll be talking about in this series people who had a dialogue or kausap si Jesus. There was an encounter between them and Jesus. Nagkausap sila. People will be talking about for 4 weeks. And Jesus has said something to them na talagang has changed the mindset or the tradition around their time at that point nung nandito si Jesus sa earth. There were religious mindset right there, and Jesus had to deal with that, talking about, ito, real talk to, ito yung mga sinasabi ni Jesus. We'll be talking about that for 4 weeks, and my prayer for everyone is that, yes, people in the New Testament, in the Bible, has encountered Jesus, they have talked with Jesus face to face, but right now, that is also my prayer, that we will encounter Jesus through His Word. It may not be a face-to-face encounter with Jesus, but you know what? God's Word is alive. And God is alive. He can talk to you through His Word. That's why for 4 weeks, okay? Pag-uusapan natin. Una, okay, sabi dito, I came not for the healthy, but for the sick. Okay, may katabi ka bang mong healthy? Pwede na, pwede na. Okay, that's the first week. Ngayon yung pag-uusapan natin yan, okay? Second week, listen. Today, okay, you will be with me in paradise. Yun yung sinabi ni Jesus, alright? To a person who's crucified with Him. Sino ba dito gusto pumunta na sa paradise now? Di ba? Mauna ka na. Okay, wag naman. Okay, may plan pa si God sa'yo sa buhay mo, sa buhay ng ka. Ayun, unahin mo na po yung katabi ko. Hindi, wag naman. Okay, and pag-usapan natin next week. On the third week, we'll be talking about I will resurrect again. That's what Jesus did, okay? Nangyari yan. Hindi ka paniwala in their time and even to us today, parang minsan hindi ka makapaniwala. But you know what? This is what Jesus said. Real talk, I will resurrect again. And then the last week, you will receive the Holy Spirit. These are the four dialogues that Jesus mentioned, the words of Jesus talking to someone, okay, battling religious mindset in their time. All right, and right now, let me ask everyone to stand up, okay? Could you just stand up? Open your Bibles with me if you have it with your phones. Punta tayo sa Luke 5, chapter 5, verses 27 to 32. Okay, I hope you have your Bibles with you. Mamaya, you could turn to different sections of this chapter habang pinag-uusapan natin to. So it's good if you have your Bible with you. Pwede mo i-turn papunta dun sa different verses that we'll be talking about later on. Okay, sabi dito, after this, he went out and saw a tax collector, that was Jesus. He saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at the tax booth. And he said to him, follow me. Sabihin niyo, follow me. And leaving everything, he rose and followed him. Verse 29, and Levi made him a great feast in his house, and there was a large company of tax collectors and other reclining at the table with them. And the Pharisees and their scribes grumbled at his disciples, saying, why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners? And Jesus answered them, basahin natin sabay-sabay, 1, 2, 3, go. Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Let's bow down, let's pray. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for this encounter that you've had with Levi, and we pray that this would be the same encounter that we would have with you. Break religious mindsets in our lives today. Break things together na parang traditional lang para sa amin. When we talk about God, when we talk about you, our relationship with you, and even the church or people around us, Lord, help us understand your word so that we would apply it in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Take your seats now. Let me just give a quick background about the book that we've been reading, okay, kasi for 4 weeks, dito manggagaling yung mga pag-uusapan natin. Look, okay, sa look. Okay, tingnan mo yung katay mo. Look, okay, look. Okay. Okay, look, okay, the writer of this part of the Bible, okay, one of the accounts of the Gospels, Luke his work was a physician. Doktor siya. All right? And yet, and also, he was a Gentile. Ibig sabihin, hindi siya Jew or he's not part of the tribe of Israel wherein they take so much pride in that. Pagkakalahi nila, feeling nila, sila lang yung dapat saved sa mundong to. Sila lang dapat yung mahal ng Diyos. And as Gentiles tayo because we're not Jews. Okay? Mukha bang Jews yung katabi mo? Jews pala eh, no? Ano, guyabano? Durian? Okay. Listen. But Luke, as a physician, was good in Greek. In their time, okay, kung tayo ngayon, okay, English yung kailangan natin, alright? And it's a prominent language around us, but at that time in their time, okay, at that time in their time pa yun, no? At that time, okay, Greek, okay, was the culture of language that they use most of the time. So, ano siya doon? Okay, he is good at that, okay? A very intelligent guy, Luke. Okay, si Luke. Or Dr. Luke, kasi nga physician siya. Alright, and his perspective in writing this book, okay, in his writing, the book of Luke, okay, his perspective is that he wanted to know that everyone has a chance, and not only has a chance, can receive God's grace. Being a Gentile himself, he received God, and also he is making a point to Gentiles like us, non-Jews, that the grace of God is also available for all of us. Do you understand that? Okay, na kahit sino ka pa, the grace of God, the compassion of God, the love of God is for you. If the old tradition says it's only for Jews, Israelites, now it's not the case because the grace of God is for everyone around the world. That's why he was writing, the letter was specifically written to Theophilus, okay? Yun yung pangalan niya, Theophilus. Meron ba dito pangalan mo, Theophilus? Diba, grabe ganda, no? O, Theo, oh, grabe. O kaya Pilus, or Us, okay? Hindi ko alam. But that was his name, and Theophilus, and if you would turn to chapter 1 of Luke, okay, puntahan nyo, chapter 1. Okay, turn a few pages or slide a bit back sa mga Bibles niyo. Makikita nyo on chapter 1, on the following verses, early on chapter 1, masinabi niya dito, Theophilus, okay, most excellent Theophilus, ibig sabihin, he has high regard to this person. Probably, Theophilus was part of the Roman Empire na mamaya, pag-usapan pa natin, he was a high official. Okay, and he was writing to this person, sinasabi niya, he has made a great, or he has investigated by writing the book of Luke. Nag-imbestiga siya, nagtanong siya of eyewitnesses nung namuhay kasama si Jesus so that the people like us would understand and masubaybayan natin yung story ni Jesus bago siya pinanganak, nung pinanganak siya, yung buhay siya dito, nung namatay siya at nabuhay muli, at after nun, anong nangyari? Lahat yon balita ni Luke in his book and even for us as well. So that we would also understand that it is written to strengthen the faith of the believers. If you are in Christ now, when you read the book of Luke, and I hope hindi nyo lang pakinggan dito sa service, okay, pero I hope nabasahin nyo, tapusin ninyo, and habang sinusubaybayan natin itong series na to, one chapter a day, matatapos mo yan. It would strengthen your faith in Jesus, mas makikilala mo si Lord. And not only that, so that it would be an answer to the attack of unbelievers. Yung hindi naniniwala kay Jesus, that's why he has written that. And even today, kung hindi ka kumbinsido kay Jesus, basahin mo yan. That's why we're talking about people who has encountered Jesus, that the gospel, the message of the cross of why Jesus came here on earth is for the world and for all of us. Para sa ating lahat. Now let's turn to the verses that we've read earlier in verse 27. Talking about this. Now, sabi ko kanina, di ba, sinulat niya to that everyone, with the perspective that everyone, kahit sino ka pa, kahit gano'ng kasama itsura mo, okay? Itsura talaga, no? The gospel or the grace of God is also for you. Do you get that? And now, we turn to someone, a tax collector. Meaning, the grace of God is for a tax collector. But a tax collector at this point, okay, named Levi. Si Levi, okay, sino, asan si Levi? May Levi tayong kilala dito eh. Asan si Levi? Ayan, okay, ikaw yan! Okay. Mamaya, sisingiling kayo niyan. Okay, na-joke lang. Okay, Levi is also Matthew, okay? The apostle of Jesus Christ. In other accounts in the Bible, okay, makikita nyo sa ibang, kunyari, sa Matthew, in different gospel accounts, makikita nyo yung story na yan, pero Matthew yung pangalan. Yung Levi was the Hebrew name, okay? and Matthew is the Greek. So walang pinakaiba. Okay? Gets? So that's the same person we're talking about. And now Levi was a tax collector. And tax collectors at their time did not have a good reputation at all. They were people who were Jews na naniningil, nag-extort, alam niyo extort? Basta lang manguha ng pera, okay? And they were doing that dun sa mga kababayan nila mismo. These people, tax collectors, were serving yung sumakop sa kanila, Roman Empire, Romans. Alright? May sumakop at that time in their land. They were working for Romans. Eh, kaaway natin yan. Ba't nakikipagtrabaho ka dyan? Tapos kami, nilulugi mo bilang mga kababayan mo. That was the scenario. They were regarded as worse than sinners. Grabe, no? Sinner na nga, masama na ngayon, di ba? May kilala ka bang masama? Ako, ay humble, di ba? Grabe, no? But they were regarded, or they were known as worse than those people na mga makasalanan. They were despised by fellow Jews, kagaya nung kinikwenta ko. Bakit? Because they were collecting taxes, kasi ngayon, kinakaltas na lang, tama, sa mga sweldo, kung alam nyo. Sino dito working student? Okay, tama naman, di ba, working student? Okay, or yung working na, working. Yan, may mga working din, okay, yun, okay. Mukha pang youth, grabe, di ba? Cute nung itsura, babata, okay. Sayan yung ba? Ah, I know. But, okay, no, ngayon kinakaltas, pero noon, kinukuha lang basta yon. Yung mga kinukuha na nila everyday, okay, ang scenario niyan, pakita natin picture, okay? Probably at a gate ng isang bayan, pag may pumasok, okay, ang gagawin niyan, i-examine niya yung mga dinala, either import or ilalabas, i-export, i-examine nila, assess ano yung value nito. Tapos sasabihin nila, okay, itong, nyari, imagine mo na lang, dyan sa youth service, ha, titignan nila, okay, yung cellphone mo, maganda, iPhone 67, okay. Okay, sige, bayaran mo ng 20 to para makapasok ka. Imagine mo, madami silang gamit na ano. At lahat ng gamit, pwede nilang lagyan ng tax. Babayaran sila. And it was understood na kaya sila ayaw ng mga tao kasi kilala nila yan, kababayan nila yan, and they were collecting taxes dun sa mga kabarangay nila, ka-compound nila, ka-subdivision nila. So galit na galit sila dun. Kaibigan ko dati yan, naging tax collector, ayoko na dyan. Lagi nalang kinukuha na ng pera. And it was understood that these ka-tax collectors were actually keeping a fraction bukod dun sa dapat na tax lang. For example, kung may 20 pesos si Gab, sasabihin ko, yung para sa tax, okay, 2, pero sa akin 8 pesos. Penging 10 pesos, akin yung 8 pesos. So they were that brutal, okay, in collecting taxes. And hindi lang yon, okay, kaya sila kainis-inis ng mga tao kasi magnanakaw yung turing sa kanila. Yung dapat na para sa gobyerno, dinadagdagan mo para dayain mo kami. Naramdaman nyo na ba yon? Yung pag siningil kayo sa group work, bakit ang taas? Ba't sabi nung kagrupo natin, 250 lang, ikaw 750 yung singil mo sa akin? Masakit? That was happening to them. Para mabuhay sila, you know what? Roman Empire was actually just, alam nila yon, okay lang sa kanila para mabuhay yung mga tax collectors. According to rabbis, listen, teachers of the law in their time, religious leaders, there was no hope for a tax collector. Bakit? Wala nang pag-asa yan, magbago. Manggagancho na yan, nandadadaya na yan, magnanakaw yan, sinner yan, walang pag-asa sa buhay yan. At sinasabi nila, and you know what? These people, tax collectors, were excluded from places of worship or fellowship. Imagine nyo dito tayo sa youth service, pumasok yung isang tax collector, si Levi. Okay, hindi naman. No? Ay, bawal ka dito, sisingilin mo lang kami. Ayaw nila sa kanya. That was their reputation. Walang kaibigan tong mga to. Ibig sabihin, because at that time, people were very religious. Their money or their possessions were considered dirty and unclean. Kasi galing sa nakaw yan, maduming pera yan. At hindi lang yon, kahit mismo sila, madumi silang mga tao. When in fact, pag may tax collector na pumasok sa bahay nila, they consider the home as unclean. Imagine mo yun. Yung may, di ba kung minsan may nahawakang gamit mo lang, di ba? Tapos kaaway mo yun, hinugasan mo kagad. Sa kanila, buong bahay nila, unclean daw yun pag may pumasok na tax collector. They hated. They were not friends with tax collectors kasi mga makakasalanan yan. They were a disgrace even to their family. That's how big it was to be a tax collector. People don't want you. No one liked Levi. Kawawa naman siya. And anyway, siguro kagagawa niya din yun. But we're talking about now, what happened to Matthew? Kung ganun yung state ng buhay niya, walang may gusto sa kanya. Religious leaders, mga kababayan niya, kahit pamilya niya, what happened to him when he encountered Jesus? And is that the same feeling that you have right now? Parang hindi ako welcome dito. Actually, first time ko nahiya ako. Or at some point, you've been coming here, okay, you've been a follower of Jesus for the longest time, and pag umuwi ka, ba't ayaw sa akin pamilya ko? Ba't ayaw sa akin yung mga kaklase ko? OP ka kahit saan, kagaya ni Levi or Matthew. What happened when Jesus has called him? Let's talk about the tax booth. Kanina pinag-usapan natin yung tax collector, but there is a tax booth kung saan nakatambay yung tax collector. Mainly, bago pumunta sa gate, papasok sa subdivision nila or sa bayan nila, he was there, yun yung pwesto niya, ayaw ng mga tao. But a tax booth has represented something in him, and it speaks of identity. A tax booth, at that very place, kung saan siya nandun, doon na siya nabuhay, doon na siya nandaya, doon na siya umaman, it was an identity and it defined his identity. Tax collector yan, makasalanan yan, magnanakaw yan, identity. There was dignity. Identity speaks of who you are, ako. Pero dignity is what people say about you. Malagi nating pinapanghawakan yung dignidad natin, tama? And to him, dignity was erased. Walang rumerespeto dyan. To a tax collector, okay, walang may gusto dyan. Erased his dignity. And lastly, it was a destiny for him. That the tax booth dictated the destiny that he should have. Sinner ka, definitely, mukha kang bagay sa hell. Actually, itsura mo, trabaho mo, pang-hell yan. That's what they have dictated upon him. And that was dictated over their life. There was condemnation. He was not just unwanted or despised, ayaw sa kanyang mga tao, but he has had a destiny of dapat hell ka. Hindi ka bagay sa bayan namin. Hindi ka bagay sa bahay namin bilang maging kaibigan namin. That's what it took for a tax collector to be. That's how important the tax collector and the tax booth was. It has become an identity, a dignity, and a destiny to a person. But when Jesus came in, okay, iba si Jesus eh. When Jesus came in, verse 27 still, let's go and look at that. Sabi dyan ni Jesus, after this he went out and saw the tax collector, which is Levi or Matthew, sitting at the tax booth, that has dictated his identity, his bad dignity, and condemned destiny, and said to him, kahit na igwalang nagmamahal sa'yo, hey, follow me. Jesus came into the picture and said, follow me. Because by tradition, rabbis, kanina pinag-usapan natin, ayaw nung rabbis, religious teachers with tax collectors, ayaw nila sa kanila. But Jesus, at this point, is also a rabbi. Because he was a preacher. If you would look through your Bibles, titignan nyo yung mga chapters, before chapter 5, makikita mo, Jesus has been preaching. And not only that, he was also healing the sick. He was preaching, healing the sick, and bago siya lumabas ng bahay na to, you know what? He actually made a miracle. And Jesus, as a rabbi, known by many people already at that point, kasi madaming nagbabalita, ito si Jesus, ito yung ginagawa niya, ito yung mga tinuturo niya, Jesus was considered a rabbi, a teacher, a good teacher. And when the teacher approached Matthew, sabi niya, follow me. Anong ibig sabihin nun? In their time, rabbis choose their students. Teachers to choose their students. Teacher would find the person with best potential. Sabi niya, ito may potential to. Halika, sama ka sa akin, tuturuan kita. But today, di ba hindi naman ganun? Tayo nga yung pumipili ng teacher eh. Ay, sino prof dyan? Ayoko dyan. Or kung iba, lalo sa high school, wala kang ano say para mapili yung teacher. Basta enroll ka, pagpasok, oh, yun yung teacher ko, wala ka ng ano, 1 year. Diba? Kung natatakot ka sa kanya. lagi mong gusto dun sa teacher na mapagpasensya, mabait, mapagbigay, nagtuturo talaga. But at this point, it's the teacher, that's how important it was. Pumipili sa estudyante and they always pick the person with best potential. Pinakamabait, pinaka-religious, yun yung pipiliin ko. Because it was pride to teachers. But to Jesus, ano yung pinili niya? A tax collector. And no one wanted that guy, but Jesus picked that guy. He may have been sitting there. Matthew has been sitting there, has been there for a long time already. Being a tax collector, nag-sink in na sa kanya, ayaw sa akin ng mga tao. Pero may lumapit, rabbi, teacher, making miracles, preaching the word. Called him and said, follow me. It was an invitation. Jesus was inviting Matthew or Levi to let go of his tax booth. Jesus is telling us, let go of your tax booth. Tayo ka na dyan, follow me. We all have different tax booth. Kakaiba yung tax booth natin. To him, it was literally a tax booth. Magnanakaw siya. What is your tax booth? If I'm gonna ask you that question right today, ano yung tax booth mo? A tax booth that speaks or dictates your identity. A tax booth of circumstances maybe. Na sinasabi mo, okay, mahirap akong pinanganak, mahirap kami ngayon, okay, hindi na ako yayaman, or pwede, pero mahirap pa din, mamamatay mahirap. It's a circumstance and it has been an identity. Pinanganak mahirap, mamatay mahirap. Sabi sa akin, bobo ko, bobo na talaga ako. A circumstance that dictates who you are, that sometimes it's not negative, sometimes it's good, it's positive, it's achievements, a tax booth of achievements, nandun ka, kulang na lang suotin mo yung medal mo, pagpasok mo youth service, top 1 ako nung grade 1. Pinagmamalaki mo. Actually, cum laude ako. Actually, ito ako. Actually, sa school ganito, sa bahay ganito ako. A tax booth of achievements. It speaks of your identity. Eh, paano kung wala na yung achievement mo? I am a victory group leader. I disciple 12 people like Jesus. It becomes an identity. I have raised leaders who makes disciples. Gayahin niyo ko. It becomes an identity. A tax booth that defines an identity, defines your dignity. Ano yung worth mo? Yung value mo with other people. It defines, and sometimes it's defined by the wrong choices that you've made in life. That's your tax booth. Eh wala eh. Ito yung nagawa ko, nakakahiya. Ito na yung nagawa ko sa school. Alam na ng lahat eh. Eh wala eh. Ito na rin yung nagawa ko pagdating sa bahay namin eh. Kaya kung ano tawag nila sa akin, ano yung value nila sa akin, yun na lang din siguro yung ano, paniniwalaan ko. A dignity that is such a way you hold on to that because of many wrong choices. Parang okay ka nang down ka lagi. Okay, sanay na ako, depressed ako. Okay na akong guilty. Okay, ako to. Tawag nyo sa akin, mangongopya, kopyador, kahit ano pa yan, sige, ako na yan. It has been a tax booth of a dignity, parang past mo. You can't move on kasi in-embrace mo na. If this were you in the past, okay, bago ka tumungtong sa youth service ito, at after pagtungtong sa youth service ito, okay, this has been a tax booth to you. You have embraced a kind of dignity that what other people say about you is also the value that you embrace in your life. Walang kwenta daw ako, okay, walang kwenta ako. Walang nagmamahal sa akin, okay, walang nagmamahal sa akin, ako lang din. A tax booth that dictates even your destiny. What is your tax booth? Probably, a tax booth of, sisay dito, may pangarap ka. Pero minsan natatakot ka sa future. Mangyayari ba yun? And it speaks your destiny, baka hindi na mangyari. Baka di na ako graduate, 38 years old na ako, fourth year pa din ako. And it paralyzes you. It's a tax booth of pag-aalala kasi Hindi ka makafocus eh. May fear ka sa future. It dictates your destiny as a human being. It dictates the destiny of even a textbook of relationship. Na pagka ito yung friends ko, ay wala na, okay na yung buhay ko. Lagi yung nililibre niyan eh. Sikat yan eh. Edi sikat din ako. A relationship na bukod sa kaibigan. Minsan, it's a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship na Lord, di ko kaya. Pag wala siya. And then, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that it's wrong to be in a relationship, but if you know that it does not honor God anymore, ba't nandiyan ka pa? It's a tax booth. Go ahead and leave the tax booth. Jesus is calling you to leave the tax booth if you are not able to honor Him at that booth. A tax booth, lastly, of sin. That you came to settle na, eto na ako eh. Hindi ko na kaya magbago. Kahit anong share pa sa Victory Group leader ko, kahit ano pang share sa mga, sa campus missionary, kay Kuya Arby, kay Tito Carlos, di ba? Kay Kuya Carlos, kay Ma'am Liza. Hindi na siguro talaga ako magbabago over and over again. And it has been a tax booth. It has settled your destiny na habang buhay na siguro akong ganito. Hindi ko ma-overcome yung struggles ko. It's a tax booth. And Jesus is asking you, is telling you to follow Him. Let go of your tax booth. But you know what? In your tax booth, you don't have to stay there. Jesus was saying to Matthew, tara na, hindi mo kailangan mabuhay ng ganyan. And even if you are long in your walk with God already, you don't have to stay as that forevermore. That's why there are people who would actually help you. And there is Jesus who's actually calling you to leave your tax booth. Jesus is calling out of these things that puts identity, dignity, and destiny in all of us so that we would have the good identity that He has for us. The dignity or the value na meron siya para sa atin and the destiny that He has for us. The person next to you has a purpose in life. That person is a world changer. One day, magiging kung ano man yan siya, di ba? Pero siya yung best kung saan siya tinawag ni God. You don't have to stay in where you are today. You know what Jesus is telling you? To follow Him. And what did Levi do in response to that? Simple. Verse 28. And Levi got up, left everything. Say, left everything. Yes. Left everything and followed Him. Sometimes it's hard to leave everything pag feeling mo, ito na nga talaga yung gusto ko sa buhay ko. But it was obvious probably to Matthew or to Levi that at that point, hindi ko gusto tong buhay ito because Levi got up. Just as Jesus said, follow me. Immediately, he got up, umalis siya. Iniwan niya lahat. Probably anong iniwan niya? May pera doon kasi tax collector siya probably. Sabi kasi left everything eh. He left his work. He left his money. But more than that, anong iniwan niya? Malamang ayaw niya nung identity niya na tax collector siya. Worse than sinners, he left that. Ayoko nito, Lord eh. He left his dignity. Bad dignity. When people call him this and that, ayaw sa kanya mga religious leaders, ayaw sa kanya mga kababayan niya, he left that. Ayaw niya nun eh. That's why he got up. And he had a destiny in Jesus because the follow me right there. If you would go to another verse, okay, sa verse 27 of another version, go ahead, yan. When Jesus called him, follow me, in different translation of the Bible, but in the deeper meaning of follow me, two words lang yun, okay, it says, and be my disciple. That's what it meant when Jesus said to him, follow me. Come see my life. Come live your life with me. Come witness my miracles. Come witness my miracles over your life. Come embrace the identity that I have in you. Come be my disciple because I have a destiny for you. And that's what Jesus called Matthew for. Ayaw na rin siguro ni Matthew sa buhay niyang ganun. That's why he came and went to Jesus. And Jesus is asking us, is telling us, you know what? What the Bible is telling us is let's go follow Jesus. When you let go of your tax booth, go ahead and follow Jesus. Be His disciple. Be a follower. And if you are a follower already, it's a daily decision to leave the tax booth na minsan bumabalik ka pa. Break na nga eh. Ba't bumabalik ka pa? Okay, wag nyo babatuhin ha. Oh, tama na. Huwag masyado pahalata. Okay, protektahan nyo na may kaibigan nyo. Listen. That's the call of Jesus to leave the tax booth and follow Him. Huwag mo lang balikan yung identity mo dati. Huwag mo lang balikan yung dignidad mo dati. Saka yung destiny mong mukha ka daw pang hell. But you can go to Jesus and follow Him. Be His disciple. It is an invitation to see and witness the life of Jesus and live the life with Jesus. It wasn't just sumunod ka sa akin, okay? Tapos kung saan siya dinala ni Jesus. It was a lifetime of walk with Jesus. Dahil anong nangyari kay Matthew? In Jesus' invitation, he went with Jesus. And at that point, si Jesus kasi was already famous to many people at that days. Kagaya sinasabi ko kanina, he was preaching and healing the sick. And at that very moment, lumabas lang si Jesus sa bahay where he has healed a man brought by his friends, okay, through a roof, okay? So, after a miracle, malamang may balita because at that, many were amazed. May balita kung sino yan Jesus na yan. And Jesus called an unwanted guy. How would it feel if someone na balibalita sa bayan nyo or kahit saan would call you? What if this person would call you, isang prinsipe, would call you and say, follow me. Okay. Diba? Grabe, yung mga girls, ay sige! Oo, sama! Okay. Diba, nakaganon siya, follow me. Tapos, fina-follow mo na, nakaganon pa din. Yung mga lalaki, sino yan? Okay. Listen. Oh, pagpalagay na natin. Listen, guys. Listen. What if a person, prominent person, okay, sikat na tao, okay, probably one could be an answer or could be a solution to one of your problems, malamang sasama ka doon, lalo kung sikat yan. May nakita ka na bang sikat na tao, sabi sa'yo, follow me. When I go to the gym, most of the time, okay, nakikita ko din si Sian Lim, okay? And yung mga tao, nagpapicture sa kanya, hindi niya naman sinabi, follow me and take a picture with me. Hindi siya ganun eh. Okay? But the people, yung nagpupumili, pa-picture naman, okay? Naka-disguise na yun. May sumbera na. But siya pagpipili. And rarely you would see famous people would actually tell you, di ba? Hey, you. Tapos ikaw naman, di ba? Diba? Follow me. And it's not only follow me, and probably, di ba, pagka tinawag ka niya, tapos sasabihin sa'yo, oh, ito pala yung mga friends ko. Ito si Liza, di ba? Ito si Michael Belmoro. Sino yun? Ito si Michael. Sino, ano mo? Okay lang. Okay. Ito si Enrique. Ito si Gerald. Ito si Steph Curry. Uy, grabe, barkada mo yan? Okay. So, pinakilala ka pa sa friends at sumama ka kumain sa kanila. Hindi lang yun. Ito yung bahay namin. Sige, feel at home ka lang. So, ikaw naman, tanggal ka din ng medyas. Di ba? So, what a great feeling that you would be in a company of these people around them, famous people. But it's more than just Jesus being a famous person, calling a nobody. Jesus was more than just a miracle worker, calling someone and I will make miracles. Na parang, ano ba to? Magic show lang ba yung gusto ni Matthew? It's not. He wants his life to be changed. This person has been said to be the Son of God, the Messiah, the Christ. I would follow that. Jesus would change my life, would change my identity today. He would follow that. And would you follow Jesus for the rest of your life? Jesus is the one who made the invitation to Matthew to a lifetime of following Him. Sabi ko sa inyo, Matthew has been a disciple, an apostle, with Jesus when doing miracles, praying for the sick. At hindi lang yun, Matthew even came to a point na from an unwanted person, a tax collector, now a writer of one of the books of the gospel in the New Testament. The first book in the New Testament is what he has written in account to, ibig sabihin, he has lived with Jesus. He has been a disciple. His life was changed. When he followed Jesus, would you want your life to be changed starting today? You need to follow Jesus. It is an invitation so that Jesus could change your life. And we're not yet done. For the next 3 hours, pag-usapan natin to verse 27. And then, 29. Verse 29. This is an evidence that the life of Levi was changed. Because when he met Jesus, I'm sure his only friends were also tax collectors. Sila-sila lang din na may nagkakaintindihan eh. That's why Levi made him a great feast in the house and there was a large company of tax collectors. Siguro ganito, lahat tayo tax collectors, ayaw sa atin ng mundo, pero nandito tayo, may Jesus na nagpipreach, nagmamahal ng tao, tumawag sa akin, eto, mahal din kayo nito ni Jesus. They were there eating with him, reclining at the table. In the Old Testament time, and even up to today, nakikipagkainan ka ba sa, di ba awkward kung di mo kakilala yung kasama mo sa table? But to them, it's more than that. Okay, mas malalim pa. Pagka nakikipagkain ka sa kanila, or kumakain ka kasama nila, you relate with them. Ibig sabihin, kapareho ka nila. And Jesus was willing to step down as a miracle worker, as a preacher, to step down and say, okay, I can relate with you. I understand you. Jesus came to that point, reclining at the table with them, and yet, verse 30, and the Pharisees and their scribes, teachers of the law, all of these people, grumbled at his disciples, saying, why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners? Big deal. Bakit? Kasi kung minsan ganun din tayo, as believers or people who's already in Christ, sometimes it's a big deal to us when we see people, para tayong Pharisees and religious teachers, na sinasabi mo, ba't nandito yan sa youth service? Ba't in-invite mo yan sa victory group natin? Hindi bagay yan dito. Minsan, iba naman, hindi gano'n. No? Hindi mo tinataboy, sinasabi mo, ay buti naman, kailangan niya yan eh. Para magbago siya. Or worse, pag nandito ka, di ba, nakita mo yung kaaway mo, ay bye-bye, lipat na ako church. We have that kind of mindset sometimes that we look at other people as if we are Pharisees, thinking na tayo mas mabuti sila, hindi. Most especially pag mas matagal ka nang nandito. Nagagalit ka pag nakita mo, nagtataas ng kamay. Kakakopya lang niya kanina eh. And this is the best thing that Jesus said, okay? As real talk para sa ating lahat. Verse 31, Jesus answered, those who are well have no need of a physician. But those who are sick. Imagine a hospital that would only want to serve, but would only want to serve yung mga healthy. Ay, may dengue ka? Ayoko sa'yo, mahawa ako. Dengue, nakakahawa, di ba? Ay, ano ba yan? May bulutong. Huwag nyo dito yan. Labas mo yan. Imagine a hospital that would reject you dahil may sakit ka. That's foolish, right? But you know what? That's what we're thinking if we think people don't deserve to be here. That's who we are. If you think that people don't deserve to be part of your own victory group or where you are, guess what? Real talk, we're Pharisees and religious teachers. That's who we are. Because to Jesus, He came. Sabi niya dyan, I have not come to call the righteous but sinners to repentance. Have joy when tax collectors are around you. I hope you're happy about seeing people na, wag mo na sabihin na, buti naman kailangan niya yan. Encourage the person. Buti nandito ka. Masaya ako nandito ka. In the first place, bakit nandito tayo? We all are tax collectors in different settings. We're sinners. That's why Jesus had to come for us. And if even if matagal na tayo kay God, you know what? We still struggle in some points of our life, in some areas of our lives, but Jesus is still for you. And if you came here, probably first time mo, or wala kang idea, ano ba to? Buti available ka Thursday, 5 p.m. Salamat. And you're thinking, sino nga ba tong Jesus na to? Ito pala yung binaba niya dito. That's why Jesus came. It's for you. So that like Matthew, like Levi, your life would turn around. This is an opportunity to let go of your tax booth. Follow Jesus. And I hope it's a daily decision to all of us to follow Jesus. That like Levi, this is my prayer para sa ating lahat dito. Para sa inyong lahat. Be a Levi. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, be a Levi. Ang ginawa ni Levi, go back to the verse earlier. He made a feast. Hindi ko naman sasabing gumawa kayo ng party, okay? But what you have to do, pre, girl, sama ka sa akin. Kung babae ka, girl eh, di ba? Best, o sige. Introduce them to Jesus. Be a Levi. Introduce people to Jesus. That's why we've been telling you, invite your friends. Hindi na para dumami, maubos yung upuan dito. Pero so that they would know who Christ is. That's why we're telling you, invite people in your own victory group kung saan kayo nag-a-attend. Because they need to know who Jesus is. Jesus came for them, not only for us. Be a Levi who would introduce other people who needs Jesus. Would you bow down? Let's pray. So I said, my first point, let's let go of your tax booth. That's Jesus' invitation for us. To follow Him is to let go of our tax booth. We have different tax booth in this place. Tayo, magkakaiba, pinanggalingan. But it has somehow dictated our identity, erased the dignity or the value in all of us, and also has cost us with a destiny na pitinanggap na lang natin. Would you come to Jesus right now? Would you raise your hand if that's you? May tax booth ka. Gusto mong umalis sa tax booth na yon. I don't care if you've been long here, you've been a leader, or you're new here, pero may buhay kang gustong talikuran. Would you raise your hand? Thank you, Lord. You see these people wanting to let go of their tax booth. I pray that you would, that as you have called them, Lord God, that they would stand up, arise, and let go. Leave everything behind and go follow you. You know what every person right here who's humbling down is representing a tax booth in their life, Lord, na hindi nakaka-honor sa'yo. But also not only things that does not honor, but also a life, Lord, na parang it has given them trauma, embrace their past. So I pray, God, that they would be free from all these tax booths. Have them stand up and leave and let go of whatever has been holding them in their life. I pray that it would be a daily decision in their lives to follow you, to go and follow you, Jesus. Whatever your word says, whatever the Bible says, I pray that they would embrace it, love your word, and say yes to your word, and never go back to tax booth in their life. This is my prayer for my brothers and sisters here.